Now, that's when you actually opened up for the Beatles, right? In that period when you were working with Bill?
Well, we had quit. We all quit the road in '62 after I got out of the army, and we toured. And we decided we wouldn't do that anymore. And they had three bands, three Bill Black bands, one on the East Coast, Midwest, and one on the West Coast. But the same manager in New York booked all of them, and Bill made all the money.
Yeah.
But
that's when you did that.
In '64, we got asked, or there was one of the road bands. There's one of the local road bands, a guy named Bob Tucker had Bill Black's band, and the Beatles asked for the Bill Black Combo to open their tour, their first tour of America, a 30-day tour.
Wow.
Well, I wasn't in that band, but I bumped the guitar player because I was one of the original players. I wanted to go. The main reason I wanted to do it was to go to Europe.
Right.
And so I did. I bumped the guitar player, and we did 30 days. And I'll never forget the first night we opened in San Francisco and at the Cow Palace. And it was frightening. I mean, they had barricades up in front of the stage and thousands of screaming kids. There was a show. There was actually an hour. We played the opening acts. We went on first and then backed up the other acts, which was like Jackie DeShannon, Righteous Brothers, Frogman Henry. So,
yeah.
and then we'd take a break, and then they'd bring the Beatles. Well, this whole first hour, I remember they started out, local disc jockeys would say, okay, said, is everybody here to see Ringo? Yay! And Paul McCartney, yay! And he went down the list. And they got them all in a frenzy. And then the last thing he said, well, here's the Bill Black Combo. And just hurling things on stage. Wow. They didn't want to hear anybody.
How old were you?
Gosh, well, let's see.
When
that
you
was
did
in
that?
64. I was born in 36, 20-something. 20.
Yeah. Man, wow, that's some experiences.
But anyway, we got them to stop that. And then after the first couple of shows, because it's kind of dangerous.
They're going to get
but
you
we
killed.
Traveled with them the whole 30 days and became real good friends.
Well, that's great,
and
man.
I got to be friends with Harrison. And it was quite an experience.
So if I'm not mistaken, between the years 60, 61, and 62, you played on over 120 hits?
No.
Is that the right years?
Those years, 60, 61, I was in the service.
Oh, okay.
I got out in 62. And went back, like I said, to High Studio.
Mm-hmm.
During this time, Ace Cannon was one of the artists, and we'd play with Ace. We'd be Ace Cannon one night or Bill Black the next night, the same band, because we all played the same as a guy. Also, R&B, Willie Mitchell. I played on a lot of his stuff. Al Jackson was the drummer, which later was Booker T and the MGs.
Sure.
Did that up until 1967, worked at High. And then in between that, I was going to Muscle Shoals. I'd go to New York, work for Atlantic, Jerry Wexler. And I was coming over here working for Buddy Killen some. This was with Tommy Cogbill and Chips Moman. We were kind of doing it. And we decided we didn't want to travel anymore. So Chips said, Chips had a studio. He said, why don't we just stay here, and if anybody wants to use us, any of us, then they'll have to come here. And I remember my first one, I'd been over here recording with Buddy Killen. We was doing Joe Tex, and there was a record called Show Me, and I was the only, it was Joe's band and me and Buddy, and it was done in anyway, so they wanted to book some more sessions. I said, I said I'm staying in Memphis, I'm going to be over to American Studio. I said, I'm just going to work there exclusively.
Mm-hmm.
And dang, Joe came over, and we cut a record called Skinny Legs and All with our band. But anyway, we put together a rhythm section in 67, and there's 100 and somebody's got a list of them. 100, we were there till 72 till we moved here to Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
There's 119 some odd top 40 pop and R&B records.
Right.
Which included Neil Diamond, Elvis.
Oh, man, the first song I learned how to play on the guitar was In the Ghetto.
Wow.
I was 12.
And
I'm looking at that, and I never realized that it was you, playing the guitar. Yeah. So when I was researching, to do this interview, and I saw that, I thought, man,
wow.
That's wild, ain't it?
Yeah.
And so that and Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds, the Elvis stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kentucky Rain. I'm glad I got to be a little part of that history,
Yeah.
And he wanted us to go on the road and nobody really wanted us to go. The band was Bobby Wood, piano player, Bobby Emmons, organ, Gene Chrisman, drummer, Tommy Cogbill, bass, Mike Leach, bass, and arranger, and myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then Chips, producing. And all these artists came through. We just backed up, had them backed up, and we'd come in, and we cut a tremendous amount of hits on